Everybody say thanksgiving, appreciation, and gratitude. I'm so thankful to be back home with family. And I just appreciate being here where the worship is real, where the love is real. And all I can say is I am so grateful, and I give all praise and honor to our Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. And I'm just going to ease into the scripture this morning. And if you want to just read along with me or just listen, the scripture is from John 3:16-18, and it reads, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. And he who believes in him is not condemned." Somebody say, "Is not condemned." Is not condemned. And so this morning, as we continue, let's say who we are. We are spiritual beings who are one with Christ, having a human experience. Aren't you glad to know that you're one with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit? And whatever comes upon us, God is so with us. And we are more than our difficulties, our situations, and our circumstances. And our thought for today is SOS, the Redemption Series. We're talking about saving our souls and the Son over sin. And as we just kind of meditate on the presence, I don't want to let it go just yet. But I want to ask a question as we continue in this series. Is it well with your soul? Is it well with your soul? Somebody said, when peace, just listen to the words and feel them. When peace, like a river, attended my way. When sorrows, like sea billows, roll. Have you ever just felt that storminess? But whatever my lot, our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit has taught us to say, it is well. Is it well with your soul? Is it well with your soul? Ask yourself, is it well with my soul? And when trials try to buffet, and when difficulties, they'll come. But we have this assurance, this control, that Christ, somebody say Christ, Christ has regarded my seemingly, somebody say seemingly, my seemingly helpless estate. It might seem helpless to me, but we've been promised that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and call according to his purpose. So seemingly helpless, he shed his own blood. Think Leviticus. He shed his own blood, not the blood of bullocks, not the blood of goats, not the turtle dove, not the sheep, not any kind of animal, but he shed his own blood for my soul. Somebody say, for my soul. For my soul. For my soul. It is well with my soul. Today, this series on SOS is so amazing. Have y'all not enjoyed the teachings? Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Ooh, from the burnt offerings, the sacrifices, all of those different type of guilt, love, all of those offerings. I can't see them in my eyes right now, but I remember reading burnt. Do y'all remember some of those offerings, sacrificial? Those offerings. And to know that we have, I just have to say something that Josh said that just took my heart and left me dangling, and it was all right because it was well with my soul. And he said, we have a father. We have a friend in Jesus. Repeat after me. Who redeems but does not rewind. Jesus. Our Savior is a kinsman redeemer who doesn't rewind. Doesn't remind either. And I'm just thankful to be in y'all presence and in the presence of folk who just make your heart jump for Jesus through the word. And today, I'm going with the SOS. Y'all know I'm not going to venture off too far. But SOS, and we're talking about the redemption series and saving our souls and the son over sin. And this is part one. So what is distress? Distress is extreme anxiety, sorrow, or pain. Or we can cause someone anxiety, sorrow, or pain. Now, this new thing has been, y'all know how I like words, and words are just amazing to me. And so today, as we think of distress, can y'all consider something called divine distress? How do you define distress? And is it divine distress? Is there such a thing? If we look at 2 Chronicles, and distress is all throughout the scripture, y'all, too many for me to try to put here. But 2 Chronicles 15:4 says, but when in their distress, they turned to the Lord, the God of Israel, and sought him, and he was found by them. Psalm 18, number 6 says, in my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. Divine distress. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me. Somebody say, the Lord answered me and set me in a large place. Mm-mm-mm. And then 1 Corinthians 13:35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or, somebody say, distress? Distress. So what does distress have to do with what we're talking about today? There are some common distress signals. I tried to look at it, and I wanted to come at this from a more signal a visual point of view and share some ideas with y'all about what we are seeing. So, common distress signals are commonly seen in our health. We can hear it and see it in the weather and also in traffic. So what are some kind of health distress signals? Y'all can holler them out. How can you tell somebody is in distress in their body with a health situation? Faint. If somebody just fall out in front of you, you know something. Unless they me acting, not too many people just gonna gracefully drop. So somebody may become unconscious. A high fever. Pain. Pain is a distressful thing. What else? In the weather, when those storm clouds rise and the billows, you can tell something is going on. That can be distressful. Do y'all get those things on your phone, those alarms, alerts on your phone when it's like a flood or something? It just bang, bang. That's a distress signal. Warning, but it's warning you that, you know, it could be possibly distress. What about in traffic? Red light. Blue light. Road rage. Yeah, the horn. Bah, bah, bah. Flashing lights, sirens, hazard light. Have y'all remember when you blink your lights on and off real fast to signal people that there's a speed trap? These are some just distress signals. And I want to talk about shifting our sights and defining and divining. Because if you say the word real quick, fast, you could be like, define distress. And it sounds like you're asking somebody to define what the word is. But then there's another part called divine. See how similar they sound? Divine, actually, the only difference is the F and the V. How are you defining situations? John 3:16 tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I love that. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world. Please repeat that after me real slow. God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Now say this even slower. He who believes in him is not condemned. I got a story for y'all. Kind of two. But this right here is what I want to share with y'all this morning. I have that picture of the lighthouse there just to juxtapose these ideas. Listen to this. On a stormy night, the captain of a great battleship noticed a light approaching closely in their directions. Repeatedly, he ordered the signalman to flash a message to the unidentified craft to change its course. Still, the light was getting closer and closer and brighter and brighter. Furious, the captain over the radio said, his last and final command in anger was, I am the captain. of a great battleship, alter your course immediately. And quickly, a reply came back over the radio. I am the seaman, third class Smith. Alter your course. I am a lighthouse. I am a lighthouse. Somebody say, what are you saying? I visited a church, and it's been pretty much a good month ago, and ever since then, y'all, I'm going to have to sit down and say this, because it's, I know, I'm being very serious, but this right here, somebody say it shook her battleship. I was shaken and stirred. And this sister told a story that resonated with me in that she had a sibling who took care of their parent, their mother. And of course, the mother went on to be with the Lord. And later on, the brother did too. But the situations were different. The brother was living in the mother's house. And the brother had different habits and a lifestyle that was different from hers. Ours too. And so the officials had to break into the house just to make sure whether he was there or not. And when they got in, they found him. And of course, he was no longer living. And upon investigation, they found paraphernalia, different kind of illegal contraband. And the sister who was telling this story, she was enraged. Can you imagine? Me living in my mama house and fall off, go down some dark track, kill, and be found over in the house. And things you just wouldn't imagine seeing being there. What would you say? What would you think? Quite naturally, this sister did what anybody would do. She had a fit. Angry and justifiable rage, righteous indignation. And what she said, the Holy Spirit said to her, changed my life. And she said, the Holy Spirit said to her, are you more concerned about what he was doing and what he did in his mama's house? Or in your mama's house, or about his soul? And ever since then, I can't get past, but what about his soul? Somebody say, what about their soul? What about their soul? And it just stayed with me. I get chills just sitting up here telling it again. But what about our soul? What are we seeing? How are we defining what we see when we look out? Are we just seeing a strange light? Or is it the lighthouse? We mad too. Are we seeing whatever is going wrong in our brothers and sisters' life? Or are we seeing their soul? Just, I can't even joke because it still moves me. What are we seeing? S-O-S. Are we seeing only sin? Are we seeing only the sun? Brother, you said, are you seeing only symptoms? What was that other S you said? Sickness? What was your other S? Circumstances. We'll misspell it with an S. It sounds S-y. Only shortage? Only sorrow? Or are we seeing serenity? Are we seeing only salvation? And are we seeing only sweetness? What are we seeing? Now, today is normally celebrated and recognized as Palm Sunday. And I was really thinking, what is the word, Jesus? And they said, what are you seeing? What are you seeing? John 12:12-14. The next day, a great multitude had come to the feast. And when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, they took palm branches and went out to meet him and cried out, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. Then Jesus, when he had found a young donkey, sat on it. Can y'all imagine these people? Messiah, Messiah, yes. Trying to put it in modern day. And he come in on a moped. Yo, dude, what? But we still trying to, it's the Messiah. Don't care what kind of wheels he got. It's a donkey, though. And I thought about that. How did they go from Messiah, Messiah, Hosanna, Hosanna, to crucify him, crucify him? And I'm going to connect it a little bit. So when Pilate saw in Matthew 27:24-25, when Pilate saw that he could not prevail, he could not convince those people to let Jesus go. But rather, a tumult was rising. They were getting chaotic. Pilate took water and washed his hand before the multitude, saying, I'm innocent of the blood of this just or innocent person. Y'all handle what y'all changed your praise from, if you will. And all the people answered and said, let his blood be on us and our children. Y'all, can you imagine that? That you are so distracted by the donkey that you can't see past the you probably saw the miracle. You might have been one of the people that the miracle occurred with. Don't matter. Let his blood be on us or our children, because this is the last straw. Because can't no Messiah and King of Israel come busting up in here on no donkey. What are y'all seeing? Moped. A bicycle, Jesus. At least a moped got a little, but if he paddling, what are we seeing? So, question, are we seeing only sin? Are we seeing only the sun? Here's another one. Are we seeing others' soul? I have a friend, a person that lives in our neighborhood. Lord, I've been trying to figure out how to be a light to this individual. And the Holy Spirit just gave me this like last Monday, Tuesday. So this is real fresh and new. And I said, instead of asking people, how you doing? I'm asking the Holy Spirit to give me a way to say, is it well with your soul? So I asked the person, is it well with your soul? He looked at me real smooth like and said, I don't have a soul. And I said, blood of Jesus. He says, I don't. Because I gave my soul to God. How is that for a comeback for you? I don't have a soul because I gave my soul to Christ. got chills again. I said, well, honey, ain't nothing else for me to say. You got the answer. Because I didn't see it coming. Somebody say, I didn't see it coming. I didn't see it coming. I didn't see it coming. I didn't see this coming either. Do you know we cannot spell salvation without sin? And we cannot have salvation without the Son. What you seeing? S-I-N. Oh, it's in the midst of salvation. S-O-N. And the Son is right there. Ooh, ain't nothing worse than seeing everything somebody do wrong, is it? Probably why I ain't married. Why you late? I'm just saying, trying to make it light a little bit. But there are reasons why things don't go as well as we plan if all we can see is shortage. If we're seeing only sickness. What are we seeing? Somebody say, what are we seeing? The word says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Can we remember this? Please, my brothers and my sisters, body of Christ, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn it, but through him the world would be saved. And he who believes in him is not condemned. Y'all remember Corbin? Energetic, match my energy, cool Corbin. Still don't know what it means to cap on somebody. But Corbin say we see other people sin and we feel like we all right just because we don't do what they do. What are we looking at people and seeing only their shortage? Because I don't do that. Oh, we don't even consider before, during, and after. That's why I like what Josh said. We have a redeemer in Christ Jesus, not a rewinder. What are we reminding or rewinding? See how the words, we can be reminded and not let go, or we can rewind and not let go. But what are we seeing when it says point blank, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn it, and he who believes in him is not condemned? It bothers me and troubles me because I felt that condemnation before. There is no ring and no grave to show forth the other half of Brandon. It's a straight up single parent. Straight up. Female. Black woman. Standing in this place of authority and worship. What are you seeing? When I see you, what am I seeing? Am I seeing your soul? Am I seeing your smile? What are we seeing? Oh, don't mess around and let somebody. One more story, and then I'm going to go, like, for real. I think it was Monday, and I was at the workforce in Anderson. It was late. Like 4:10, 4:15. I'm rushing in. And I said, hi, I'm here, and I would like to put in an application. You know, and the woman was like, oh. Looked at the clock. It's too late because it's going to take at least an hour for you to get that done. And I said, well, ma'am, she says, that is if you know how to use a computer. And I said, and I just got confused and dizzy because I've been trying to practice how to see people's soul. But I was just confused, and I was like, I didn't know what I saw. It was like a smoke or a fog or something just came over me. And I just kept getting calmer and calmer. Well, do you have a flash drive? Yes, I do. Well, you can't use it. Okay. Well, do you have a resume? Do you have a resume? Yes, it's on a flash drive. She just kept saying all of these things, and then she finally said, I'm leaving at 5:00. And if you're not finished with what you're doing, you're not going to be able to save it. So I don't recommend that you start working on this right now. I said, okay. And by this time, I was just drunk. I'm looking back at this, and I'm going, well, God, I must be saved for real, Jesus. Because I'm thinking, you are coming at me all kinds of ways, but even that thought wouldn't come through. I'm talking about afterwards, in the middle of the situation. So another employee came up, and she said, ma'am, do whatever you have to do. It's no big deal. Just go right on. And anything you need help with, I'll help you. I said, thank you, ma'am. I just need to use the computer. So she's like, it's okay. And the woman was like, I'm leaving at 5. Long story short, I'm sweating, child. Long story short, got the application filled out with 10 minutes to spare. Okay? It was 10 to 5, and I was finished. And the lady says, well, just send me your resume. And I'll do whatever else is needed. And I said, you know what? Thank you. I'm cutting off pieces and parts of the story, trying to make it short. And I had to print out my resume with the same drop drive in the same computer that the other lady said I could not use. So I gave the woman a hug because I didn't know what else to do, Jesus. And I left at 5 till 5. Didn't really need no help, really. They thought I was trying to apply for unemployment and all this stuff. And I'm like, I just need to put in an application. What are you seeing? I know what that woman saw when she saw me, and it was not me. She saw a person who, African-American, hair was, might probably look a little worse than this. You know, I thought I was cute, but you know, we don't see what other people see when they look at us. And I ran out, and I was like, well, thank you, Jesus. What happened? What was that, Lord? He said, SOS, girl. Are you going to see only her sin? Or are you going to see her soul? What are you looking at? I'm scared to even look. Because I know I've been a condemning person. But what are we looking at, y'all? Please stand on your feet. Because this is personal for me. Is it well with your soul? Is it well with their soul? What are some symptoms of sin? Low tire means you're about to run flat. Bumpity bumpity bump means you better get somewhere quick. Are we calling things sin whenever it's a cry out for help? What are we seeing, y'all? And I just want to invite y'all into this wonderful place because that's where they've been taking me. What are you seeing when your boss man, boss woman come at you like wrong? What you gonna see? And I said it just like that. What you gonna see? What are we seeing? And I would like to invite you all on this fantastic voyage with me. What you seeing with your SOS? Oh, pray with me this morning. Loving God, we thank you because you are always giving us signs and giving us signals and showing us ways of how you just see something different. Hosanna in the highest on a donkey. Only you, Lord. Oh, and we thank you for your blood that was shed for us so that we can see with your eyes, so that the same mind which is in you can be in us. Oh, we thank you so much, Father, that SOS doesn't have to be see only sin. Because when we're trying to see the sun and we're trying to see only salvation and we are allowing you to guide us and direct us, help us to even be bold enough to say it's not about the sin. It's about our souls, their souls. Lord, I'm so glad you know what we need. And I'm so glad that you are a savior. And I'm even more thankful, God, that we cannot spell salvation without sin. Oh, but we cannot have salvation without you, the Son. So, Lord, help us see more of the salvation, which is what we need. What the world needs now is love, more love. Oh, it seems kind of strange, Lord, but we're just asking you to help us see more of you. Know more of you. And so we ask whoever's watching, whoever's listening, however this is replayed, Lord, help us to remember you are our kinsman redeemer, not the kinsman reminder or rewinder of that which we are doing wrong. Help us. Help us to remember who you are. And help us to remember you got our souls, Lord. And help us to live into seeing our souls and the souls of our brothers and sisters in you. For it is in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit we bless, honor, adore, and we are so grateful. Now receive this benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding great joy. Amen. And go forth seeing only souls.